Chapter 9, Proclaiming the Gnosis, Spiritual Texts, Corpus Hermeticum 1, 66-73. But why do you delay? Now that you have received everything from me, are you not going to those who are worthy of it in order to serve them as guides so that, thanks to your mediatorship, the human race may be saved by God? When Pimander had said this, he blended himself before my eyes with the powers, and I, who was now clothed with power and instructed about the nature of the universe and about the exalted vision, thanked and praised the Father of all things. I began to proclaim to the people the beauty of the Gnosis and of the life dedicated to God. O you nations, you men who are born of the earth and who have given yourself up to intoxication and slumber and to the ignorance concerning God, become sober and stop wallowing in debauchery, enchanted as you are by an animal sleep. On hearing this, they came to me with one accord, and I spoke further. O you earthly born, why have you given yourselves up to death, whereas you have power to participate in immortality? Repent, you who walk in error and who have accepted ignorance as a leader. Liberate yourself from the dark light and take part in immortality by taking leave of destruction forever. Some of them mocked me and went away, for they were on the road of death. But others, who had thrown themselves on their knees for me, besought me to instruct them. I raised them up and became a guide to the human race by teaching them in what way they would be saved. And I sowed in them the words of wisdom, and they were fed with the water of immortality. When evening came and the light of the sun had almost disappeared, I invited them to give thanks to God. After they had completed the thanksgiving, they all returned to their firesides. I, however, wrote Pimander's benefaction in me, and when I was completely filled with this, a supreme joy came over me. For the sleep of the body became the soberness of the soul, the closing of the eyes, the true seeing. The silence became for me as pregnancy of the good, and the proclaiming of the word resulted in fruitful works of salvation. All this has come to me because I received from Pimander, my spirit soul, the being that exists out of itself, the word from the beginning. Thus I am now filled with the divine breath of truth. Therefore, I direct with my whole soul and with all my powers this song of praise to God the Father. Holy is God, the Father of all things. Holy is God, whose will comes about by means of his own powers. Holy is God, who wishes to be known and who is known by those who belong to him. Holy art thou, who through the word has called everything into being. Holy art thou, after whose likeness the old nature has become. Holy art thou, who is in no way formed by nature. Holy art thou, mightier than all might. Holy art thou, more excellent than all that is. Holy art thou, exalted above all praise. Accept the pure offerings awakened by the word in my soul and in my heart, which direct themselves to thee, O ineffable, O inexpressible one, whose name may be spoken only by silence. Lend an ear to me who prays that I may never be severed from the Gnosis, the true knowledge that belonged to my nucleus being. Incline thyself to me, and fill me with thy power. With his grace I shall bring the light to those of my race who are in ignorance, my brothers, thy sons. Yes, I believe and testify with my blood. I am going to the life and to the light. Be praised, O Father, thy Son will sanctify with thee, for which thou hast given him all power.